My name is David Martin, and I graduated in 1988. Well, I'm actually a mortgage broker now, which I've only been in for a short while. I started that in 2018, so it's my second career. I had a 20-year career in the Royal Australian Air Force. Well, when I left high school, I thought I got some reasonable grades that I was going to go to uni. I knew I was going to go to uni, but I thought I had no idea what I wanted to do. And my initial plan was to become an architect, but that never went anywhere. And I ended up enrolling to do psychology at Curtin, which was fine. It was great for 3 years. But after that 3 year period, I again lost interest in that. And so I spent about 7 years doing a menial government job, but not really loving it. And that's when I was a bit of a late bloomer and joined the Air Force at the age of 27. So certainly a long time elapsed between uni and high school before I got into that. And it was a bit of a random decision, actually. I had no interest in the military prior, but once I got in there, the challenges that it offered and the certainly the opportunity to see the world was fantastic. And yeah, I had a 20-year career after that. Memories of St. Norbert's. I think when I look back now, because, you know, you spend 5 years in close confines with a lot of the kids your age, and they're your formative years, basically. So I always look back fondly of the people I went to school with, the teachers, you know, all those heightened emotions you have as a teenager. And it, yeah, it just brings back fond memories. And I certainly can't say the same about my time at uni. I didn't really enjoy it that much. But whenever I look back at high school, I get nothing but fond memories. The work was fine, the challenges in studying was fine, but it was more the social aspect, I think, and it seemed to be a lot of fun. It was just great fun. So it wasn't as if I had to get up in the morning and think, oh, I've got to go to school today. It was always good fun looking forward to going to school and hanging out with your mates. I know that, you know, there is a lot of stuff you read in the news about the pressures that current students have about high school and the importance of getting good grades. And sure, that is certainly important, but I think the study skills and the study habits that you develop at high school are very important, and even more so, having a positive attitude and a willingness to learn is really important. I know that throughout my employment, I've worked with new people who have come under me for guidance and leadership, and they know very little about certain things, but their positive attitude and their willingness to learn puts them miles ahead of people who might think they know it all and have a poor attitude. So certainly, whilst the grades and things are important, there are other things that employers will look for in you that often outweigh that as well. What makes St. Norbert College special? I think my memories of it certainly are the fact that it's a co-ed school is important. You learn to socialise with members of the opposite sex. And similarly too, I recall that we had a diverse range of kids there from all socioeconomic backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, etc. So it just gives you that sort of, you know, more of a global appreciation of where people have come from and all their differences. And also too, the teachers provided a very adult learning environment. I don't think we were thought of as teachers and students as a part, but we certainly managed to develop good relationships with the teachers, which, you know, fosters a good learning environment as well.